We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So if I go through things, Marty, I know that a lot of other parents do as well. A lot of moms, dads, you know, to sit at the kitchen counter with your teenager and to have them sob in their hands. To watch another teenager throw up in the toilet because of nerves and anxiety and stress, to watch them not eat, and oh my gosh, stress is serious, and we need to talk about it, especially among our teenagers, high schoolers and college kids. So we want to call in Dr. Abigail Schlesinger. She's the chief of behavioral science at Children's Hospital, and doctor, I got to say, if I'm feeling it right, everybody's feeling it. Is that a stretch?
That's not a stretch. As you said, anxiety is real. And anxiety disorders are one of the most common behavioral health conditions across the lifespan.
Talk to me about teens. What's going on? I mean, I shared this study with you that I thought was interesting, that 7 in 10 teens today see anxiety and depression as more major as problems among their peers than poverty, pregnancy, gangs, drugs, or drinking.
Well, you know, as all studies, they're complicated, and I don't think we need to get to the specifics of the sampling size and what sort of study that was. But quite frankly, we've known for a long time that depression and anxiety strikes in adolescence, and that there are evidence-based treatments for them. And we do know that the rate of suicide has increased over the last few years, and suicide has been the second leading cause of death in adolescents. Mm. Now, part of that's because adolescents don't die usually, right? They're healthy.
Right.
So in one hand, it's good that we're talking about this and that these teens were able to identify that anxiety and depression are real medical conditions that are a concern. So that's the positive side, right?
Right.
I think that's due to a lot of education, and it's much more easy to talk about mental health concerns amongst teens and parents than it used to be. Although, as you alluded to, it's still hard to talk about these things. Ugh. And adults feel it too.
Right.
So it's really important that we keep talking about it and get kids help when they need it.
Hey, doctor, I saw in a piece in the Wall Street Journal today that a third of teens have an anxiety disorder by 18. Is that accurate?
A little bit higher than I would predict, actually.
Okay.
Maybe express anxiety as some concern. We do know that anxiety is one of the most common behavioral health concerns, but like all concerns, not all warrant full-blown treatment. We don't need to be scared of these things. We just need to be aware of them, just like you would for anything else. Asthma, diabetes, these are conditions that we can help.
Right. Doctor, is it worse now than it was when maybe you and I were younger? I would imagine you and I are roughly in the same age group. I mean, I remember being stressed out about getting into college and all that jazz, but I'm watching my teenagers just, it's heartbreaking for me, and I really don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to make those comparisons, right? I was actually just talking with my colleague about this, who works at a center for kids that are suicidal, and it's hard to compare across generations for just so many reasons, right? Our world has changed. We have availability of a lot of things that no one had in the past. But we're also talking about these things. You know, I was thinking about when I was in college and high school, there were people that were depressed and anxious, but no one ever called it out. No
right.
one ever said what it was. People hid it. We're not hiding it anymore, mostly, which is good.
Right.
But I think we do need to be vigilant and talk to our children about where we struggle, what helps us, and all work together on having positive coping skills.
Right.
It can be as simple as eating well and sleeping well. These things are hard these days.
Right.
Hey, doctor, and again, a study that I read, and as you suggested, these studies all have different things that you could drill down on, but it suggested a strong parent-child bond makes a substantial difference. Is that accurate, doctor?
Well, certainly having a good relationship with a parent, between a parent and a child, is a fabulous thing and can really help children. But there are some things such as genetics that may make it hard, even with a strong parent bond, to prevent a depression and anxiety from occurring. So the last thing I'd want is parents, perhaps a parent that has an anxiety disorder, hearing uh-oh, my child might have a problem. It might mean I did something wrong. That's not what we want people to think.
Right, right. So when I'm looking at my teenagers and here's what I say, tell me if this is right or not. I mean, I say to them, I'm like, look, you know, where you go, and I'm talking specifically about college right now, where you go isn't who you'll be. Just learn how to work your hardest and try not to have regrets about the decisions you make. I mean, is that too deep to go with a teenager?
Well, it's funny you ask what's right or wrong. It's not so simple as what's right or wrong, right? Because we're all unique people. But, you know, I think having honest discussions with teenagers think deep, right? I mean,
they
that's
do.
Part of their developmental stage. Sometimes they think too deep, and they haven't had the life experience to realize that each little decision isn't going to alter your life forever, right?
Right.
So what you bring as a parent is life experience and a chance to say, slow it down. Let's think about where we are and let's think about the positive things, right, to use positive coping skills. And I have to say, being very careful that they don't get so stressed about college that they're not sleeping to
right.
complete their homework.
Bingo, bingo.
Hey,
and that's
doctor,
where we've been, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doctor, a guy sends me a text. It's actually interesting. And I've heard these stories throughout my career. I had anxiety and stress as a kid till my mother would slap me over the head and tell me to get over it. Fixed. Now we have groups, therapy, teddy bears, and flowers. Is that part of it? You know, the old school just, hey, kid, get over it. Now we deal with it. Is that part of it?
Hey, you tell me, does hitting help things?
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying there's an old school way that now we're finally dealing with it.
Well, I tend to think of it differently, and of course this is what I do.
Yeah.
I don't encourage people to avoid things they're anxious. I say if we're worried about things, that means we need to think about them and figure out how to manage them differently, right?
Right.
So I think there's a lot of talk about old school and sort of coddling people. Providers that do treatment don't talk about coddling. They talk about helping kids reach their full potential and not being avoidant of things because anxiety goes up.
Right.
Well,
I have to say, you're wonderful. I'd love to save your number and have you back on because I think a lot of us are kind of at sea right now wondering what the heck we're doing. So thanks for your time today, doctor.
No problem. I'm always excited to talk and help us
get
better to the bottom of how to help our families.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.